Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My name is Dana Terrio, and I'm so happy to assume the role of host today with my favorite lady boss, Cornelia Stephanie. I'd like to introduce and share a little bit about Cornelia. So welcome to your show, Cornelia, as I share with our viewers a bit about you. This is going to be a special show because I'm going to learn more about Cornelia today, and I know she's got some big reveals. So about our special guest today, her ladyship, Cornelia. Cornelia is a philanthropist, influencer, and co-creator of Heaven on Earth. As the CEO of her own coaching and consulting business, Cornelia helps conscious entrepreneurs to be seen and heard while creating a larger impact. Cornelia is a spiritual teacher near Seattle, Washington, and is a TV radio host with the media platform Transformation Talk Radio. She helps people claim and reclaim their personal power so they can become the authority in all areas of their lives. Cornelia teaches us to embrace our humanity, offering simple, practical tools on how to live, how to deal with our lives using the power of our emotions, loving the self whole. With her passionate and fun nature, Cornelia teaches people in her retreats and her private sessions and her online membership how to integrate practical spirituality into everyday living. Cornelia helps people become emotionally healthy with great results. She mentors people into their empowerment, which makes a huge difference in their lives, and in turn uplifts others in their families and communities and in changing the world. People experience profound, massive shifts, leaving the past behind, moving forward, navigating the new energies with passion, purpose, and confidence. Inspiring self-healing, unconditional loving, self-leadership, self-empowerment, and returning to the basics of co-creating the new earth in harmony with nature. That's just a regular day in the life of Cornelia Stephanie. So I welcome you to your show, my love. Welcome, Cornelia.
Oh, thank you, Dana. What a wonderful place to sit and be introduced on this show by you. So it's an honor and a pleasure because we host a show together, Lady Boss, and where you and I co-host together. And today you are interviewing me on this platform, on this show, and I'm so glad that you said yes to it. Thank you.
Thanks, Cornelia. I'm so grateful that you asked me to do it because you're a busy lady doing so many shows and programs, and I'm grateful that you asked me to do it. It's fun. And you are such a lady of many words. I really want to share something that you wrote. These are Cornelia's words, so allow me, please, to share. I just think they're beautiful. So, here we go. When life becomes our most important guru or teacher, and also our lover, we begin to be in love with life again. Going out on a limb will pay off big time are the actions of the new human. Just by saying yes and being willing to make love with all of life again, even after all the errors of the past, we know that that was then and this is now. The new human is you becoming your true self. And I like to add with a capital T. The new human is fully conscious, awake in the truth of who they are, realizing that they have been there all along and fully content being who they are. The new human is a template of the new earth, vibrating unconditional love and living in harmony with nature. The new human has superpowers and is willing to use them. All the limitations of the past have been transcended into wholeness. The new human knows how to process fear and doubt and knows that it isn't real. The new human is self-realized. There is no separation from God or source. And being living gods in form is our new humanity. We experience agape love when our primary relationship is with the source of life. I hear you speak so much of the new humanity and how you champion our sovereignty. Cornelia, what can you tell us? I mean, there's so much, and I'm excited to learn more about you. more than the media mogul that we know. Can you tell us, as a respected evolutionary, in your own words, because I shared some beautiful spoken and written words, but tell us more about that, what it is to be the new human.
Well, it's pretty much everything that you were reading there, you know, it's about really, you know, transcending our limitations from the past, the fears and the doubts. The new human is authentic, is true to their divine nature, and is in realization that there is no separation from source, there is no separation from God, and that we are one. And that we are one in the image and the likeness of the one. So the new human is the willingness to be the representation of that truth, the authentic truth, because really it's up to each individual to decide where they are in their evolution. And right now, there's so many people that are awakening that are remembering who they are and that are on the path of self-realization, so that we can now live in harmony with nature instead of not. You know, all the cycles of time that we've lived on this planet is we have been living everything that we're not. And we're beginning a brand new cycle. The new human is remembering and living everything that we are. And, you know, as the intro first played when we first opened the show, Living Heaven on Earth, that is this time period now in our evolution, bringing heaven to earth, living heaven on earth, being co-creators of heaven on earth. And so what does that mean? You know, heaven for each person to look within themselves and ask themselves, what does heaven on earth mean to you? For me, it means bringing the highest form of consciousness, heavenly consciousness, onto the earth, which the earth already exists, throughout our everyday now moments. And so that heaven isn't a separate experience, but it is a lived experience, a conscious experience. And the new human practices that every day in their everyday life. So does that answer your question?
It does. And listening to you, it makes me think of Gary Zukav talking about your language is new human. And with him, I think of multisensory, someone that there's more. It's not just the guy in the sky and not the separateness, but it's all within. And it brings to the other question of why now? What is it with 2020? Because up until now, everything that is opposite of what you share has been the contrast. So that's the beauty of it. We get to see what doesn't work. So really, what is it about this time right now? What is it is it lining with the stars? How come this is coming to the forefront now in 2020?
Well, it's not just in 2020. I mean, this has been unfolding for quite a while. It's just that the level of intensity is really amping up. And so many people that have really been doing that inner work, Gary Zukav, all the people that we've had on the show, so many people that are awakening to the truth of who they are. What's happening now is that we can't go back. We're too awake. And we realize that we don't need to live in dis-ease.
Right.
We don't need to live there. We don't need to decay our physical bodies. We don't need to do the things that we have been doing. And our physical body is the vessel. It's the vessel that spirit lives through, that spirit, you know, gets expressed through. And it is our responsibility in 2020. So if we're talking about why now, 2020 is really calling us to the carpet. That means that, you know, it's our responsibility to simplify, to look at our footprint. What is our footprint? What is the footprint that we want to lay down on this planet? And, you know, the level of responsibility that we're willing to engage in. 2020 is a year of personal self-mastery. So all those people that have really been working on themselves, on the path to self-realization, on the path to discovering their own authority, to live with the consciousness of governing themselves, within themselves, to know who their governor is within, and to, you know, bring that level of love, bring that level of light, bring that level of consciousness to the community, because we've done that inner work. And so now, you know, that is what the new human is about. That is because we are so capable of so much. And now is the time for us to bring our greatest self out, to live our higher self, to, you know, be embodied in our higher self. And that's why one of my cheers, one of my champions, is to champion humanity's sovereignty, right? Is really to move into being sovereign, not free. I mean, not enslaved. Not enslaved. You know, the question comes, you know, the question to ask is, what has enslaved you? What has enslaved you? And what are you tired of that's not giving you the ultimate freedom, the freedom that you came here to live?
That's right. And it's 2020 onward. It's not just this year, just because it's a new turn of decade. This is like the new way going forward. And we've had so many discussions before. I know we both follow Marianne Williamson. It just makes me think that she says, and the scope of our show is all about Handle the Lump, Heal Your Life, about cancer. And I think of her talking about dis-ease on the planet, in the world. It's a malignancy in consciousness, that everything happens twice. It happens first in our thoughts, before it forms into the form of matter. So it just, everything you're saying makes me think of her work and the governance piece. It's so important. A little fun fact, a girlfriend of mine, she is a wonderful mother, and she tells her little fella, she tells her little guy, who is the government of, I'll say Mickey Mouse, I won't say his name, who is the government? Because she's teaching this little guy at a young age that he can self-govern. He can govern himself. Self-regulation in school, all the stuff everyone's talking about. And it's so important to learn for the little generations, the next generation. And it's true. It's possible. We think the power is out there, but really it's within. It's the self-governance. And I like that, how that's your mission.
Yeah, and I love that she is mirroring that, teaching that to this little guy, when really the children of today, you have a young daughter, the children of today, they are demanding the truth. And the truth is exactly that. It's like, it's the same like when the Dalai Lama first came to the West. You know, he was astonished when he found out that there is an epidemic in America where people are suffering from low self-esteem, where in Tibet, the children of Tibet, they don't have that same experience, simply because they are raised in a high self-worth from the time that they're children. And so here we are in the United States, not just in the United States, but here we are with you know, the core wound of not feeling good enough, not feeling worthy. And when we really look at what that core wound is all about, feeling not good enough, feeling not worthy, and making choices and decisions on that core wound, when we're not conscious, then we're not being our true self. Because the truth is that each person is worthy. Each person is deserving of respect. Each person is deserving of honor. But only we ourselves can deem ourselves worthy or not worthy. And when we're making choices and decisions of, I'm not feeling good enough, they're not treating me with respect, I didn't get that job, they're disrespecting me, pointing the finger out instead of transcending the energy and realizing, ah, I'm letting the old human die away so that I can give birth to the truth of, I am worthy. You know, it's the core wounding. So there is so much low self-esteem that so many people are acting out every single day, which is not the truth.
Yeah, it's it really is, not to sound so discouraging and Debbie Downer, but it's a problem. It's an epidemic. It's really what's happening in the schools. It's really, I mean, I've got a little one, so I know what's happening for boys and girls. It's really, it's scary. So I'm reluctant to use that language. It's scary, but the potential is there if we don't look at it and deal with it. And it's interesting that here in Tibet, it's not, prosperity is a mindset, really. It's truly not about wealth. It's about ability to be resourceful with the access to resources that you have, because I'm sure that there were so many children that really do live in lack, and yet they have a richer mindset, a richer cultivation of self-worth and self-concept.
Right. And it's actually their mindset, their belief system, how they're being raised is in alignment with the truth. And so, because, you know, here in the States, or with the mindset, with what many people suffer from, is if you take away your bank account, and then would you be left with a low self-worth, or would you still be intact with your self-worth? So that's really the place to measure from, because you want to be able to get to the place of having a high self-worth that isn't dependent upon your bank account. You want to be able to come from a place of knowing that I am worthy, from a place of, it has nothing to do with the bank account, because you know the source, you know where you are. And that is that inner work. That is that new human. That's what it is that I'm talking about. And this is the work that we have to do. That's why, you know, coming here on these shows, sharing the information that we're sharing, being the role models, being the examples that we are, so that other people, when they can look at and see, you know, where they were or where they are and what they can aspire to, you know, grow into, move into, you know, realize into, right?
It's true. I mean, if we were to measure the net worth as the estimation of self-worth, we know so many miserable, resourceful people that are just buckling it just to get through day to day. So that it's truly not a measure. Now, you've done so much. I mean, really so much. And I kind of liken you to Louise Hay. Really, you've done it yourself.
She was my mentor. She was, Marianne Williamson came along first. She was the one when I was, you know, this was back in the day. This was back in 93 when I first was introduced to Marianne Williamson's work and the book, where I was questioning God and I was questioning life, and I couldn't find I didn't know where to find the truth. And so I had an experience with the Holy Spirit. I had an experience with the Holy Spirit, you know, through a very dark night of the soul where I wanted to commit suicide. And it was my one and final time where I said, okay, I can't do this anymore. So through my deep, deep, deep desire to know and feel God, because you talked earlier about the man in the sky. So I ask everybody, what is your belief? What do you believe? I mean, bring it into your consciousness. What do you believe? What is God to you? You know, is it outside of you? Is that something that, you know, do you think God is a man in the sky with a beard? So, you know, these are questions to investigate. Who are you? Who is God? So back then in 93 is when I had my meltdown, because I really wanted out. I wanted out.
I know you had a breakdown to a breakthrough. And before you do share this story, I have a feeling you're going to share it, that I wanted to clarify. We know that Marianne Williamson had A Course in Miracles. Her work is premised on that. Louise Hay had found and studied Science of Mind. There are so many different schools of thought, theology, whomever you may pray to, source, collective consciousness, whatever it may be. But for you, if I'm understanding it clearly, it was purely, entirely experiential. That was your...
Excellent. Excellent, Dana. Excellent. Yes, it was exactly. And that when we opened the show today, you were talking about life being the guru. You were reading yes. what it is. And that's exactly is how do you know something? You know something through experience, because once you have the experience, you cannot not know it. You've had it. You know the experience. And that's exactly the path of a mystic. So you might as well say that I went to India and I lived in Tibet and lived in the Himalayas and just surrendered all of my personal belongings and went and had this mystical experience. That truly is how I became a mystic, is through that, is discovering through experience what something means. And that is also how I became my own source, my own authority. That's how I started trusting what was unfolding, is through my experience and bringing that conscious awareness to each experience. And a lot of times there wasn't, it was empty. It was quiet. And I had to allow things to unfold. But pretty much that is, life has been my guru.
And your lover. I love that, because you get to fall in love over and over again. And Marianne Williamson says, this is beautiful. I've been reminded of it lately, that if you find yourself on your knees, stay there, just surrender all. And this moment that you speak of in 1993, it sounds like it was that kind of moment, because I know that the beauty is, we know that my mother has your book. I'm so excited to dive into your book, but mom has it, so I'll get to it. So there's so much behind the scenes of your life that I just see you properly put together on all of your platforms, but I don't know the suffering. I know like the true word meaning of suffering. You suffered with suicide ideation. This is something you've overcome. You've faced it. You've championed it. I couldn't imagine. I've never been in touch with that, but I can relate to it. I remember when I was going into surgery and I'm just like, oh, I didn't want to wake up and deal with so much, but I've never truly been there. But sometimes, sadly, I don't want to say that we all have to go there, but sometimes that is what it takes. So for you, there was no guy in the sky. There was no special fast formula fix or crutch. It was truly a mystic experience for you in 93. If you'd like to take us to the dark night.
Yeah, well, it was also, I had been looking for God in the churches and found so many hypocritical standards and teachings there that I could never have discovered the truth. And the fact that I was a suicidal soul, meaning that I suffered from suicide from the time I was a kid, all the way up until 1993, which was the last time I ever had this experience. And because I was really, this was something that I really needed to heal in this life, that I came into this life with, to heal and overcome this core wound. The other day I was meeting this man, he's called the Gratitude Guy, and I'm talking to him about coming onto the platform, and he lost his wife to suicide, and he was left with two children for him to raise on his own. And he asked me this question. He says, did you have children? And I told him I didn't have children. He goes, that must have been extra hard for you to overcome suicide. Oh, and the reason why he totally got it, because when you have children or you have a mate or you have somebody, you have a reason to get out of it. You have a reason, you have somebody that's depending on you. And the hardest part always was for me to face myself and for me to find reason enough to get out of bed, to that I was enough to live life, that I was enough to fight for, that I was enough. And that was a really hard thing to do when a person like myself at that time I had self-hatred at my core. I hated myself because, think about it, a person that is plagued with depression and suicidal thoughts all the time doesn't at all know anything about self-love. So I pleaded and I surrendered and I told God, I basically, you know, gave God source an ultimatum that, you know, I give you my life, I surrender myself, and I want to have an experience. I want to know if you are real. I want to feel you.
Did you find yourself just giving up or truly surrendering, like with the act of free will, like I give it all?
It wasn't like that. It was a dark night. It was on the knees.
Yeah.
You know, it was on the knees that Marianne speaks of. It was on the knees, and I was literally on my knees for 4 hours, pleading, crying, surrendering. It was like that.
And your prayer was, I surrender, let me know God. That's what your real prayer was, if you had to distill it?
My prayer was, let me feel you.
Let me feel you.
And this is the reason why I can tell you today, I can tell you what God is. God is a feeling. It's a feeling. God is a feeling. To me, God is a feeling. And truly, at that point in time, this was back in 1993, you know, I was probably a little bit behind already because I know that I was destined to overcome the things that I've overcome in my life. My soul came here to experience great things and really heal and be embodied in this physical body. And to override that out that I had written in that I could, you know, commit suicide again and end my life. But to overcome it, that was what I came here to do, what part of my soul healing. And so that was a very, very important time in my life to have made peace with that part and also discover, you know, what God means to me, what life means to me, what I mean to me.
And you get to make that decision every single day. And the decision is made for you now. You're past that. You're on the other side of the darkness. But going through it, it's a process and a practice. And every day you get to overcome again and recommit to living heaven on earth again.
Yeah. The beautiful thing is, since back then, since that time, I've never had those thoughts again. I've never had those thoughts again. You know, it has all been now about, because I made a promise, and the promise was that if I feel this feeling, I will never give up, because I will have known what it feels like. And so that really started a cleansing period. You know, it started a detox, and everything I had was taken from me after that. I became homeless, and I went through another series of events. And during the time that I went through all of that, I knew then that everything was being cleansed for me. It was a karmic cleansing, if you will. Anything that I had done in this life that wasn't up to par, everything was being washed away. It was all being taken care of. Because I never read the Bible, I can't quote you any of the quotes in the Bible that would represent a lot of the experiences that many, many people had in the Bible that went through similar things like I did, where, you know, everything was washed away, everything was taken away, that kind of thing. But since that time, I have learned to appreciate my life, and I'm so grateful. It's a miracle that I'm here because of the many times that I really actually try to, you know, take my own life and then have divine intervention by my angels, my team, everybody that supported me to be able to be here today. So it's really an honor to live life. And that's what I mean by appreciating life force, appreciating this agape love, this universal love, knowing that the universe is for you, that you came here to experience your greatest self. You came here to, you know, really fully embody the greatest love in the image and the likeness of the One.
So I've learned and heard recently too that a decision really can change in an instant, and that we think it takes time to cultivate a habit and then eventually takes a good 3 months to embody it. But what I'm hearing from you is that the decision was made for you when you surrendered. You had the feeling and it never came back. It was in that moment. Would you say you were healed in that moment?
It could have been a spontaneous healing, because after that time, what took place is then I went to sleep for 2 days. And from the time when I woke up, everything shifted. It was all different. So, but you know, I experienced so many deaths even now throughout my life. You know, every time when I surrender anything that is no longer working for me, it is a surrender. When I'm coming up against a challenge, when I'm facing my shadow, any time that I do a surrender now, I'm very willing to offer a surrender. I'm very willing. I'm not interested whatsoever to carry around heaviness or struggle. I don't believe in struggle. I remove the word struggle out of my vocabulary, and I remove the word guilt. Guilt is a useless feeling that's not even an emotion. And that was, you know, instilled upon us through religious programming that I don't believe in either. So these are the things, you know, walking on the path of really being intimate with your creator, being intimate with your belief system, being intimate and really looking at all of the things that you believe in so that you can really trust your source, that you can really trust yourself.
Yeah. And you are proof, because it was all washed away. What you took to the altar was altered, as Marianne Williamson says, because really you didn't have to overcome every day, get up and have Groundhog Day all over again. You were altered. You were changed. This makes me understand you to be that mystic, that you didn't have to shake it off anymore. It was done. It was done. Just like,
and you know, and here's the thing, no matter, and since that time, since 1993, I've had to face a lot of things, and I've had a lot of challenges, lots of different things, especially I want to say since the time I started doing shadow work here, which began in 2009, all the way up to 2015, 16, where I was really working with the shadow. During that time, in the emotional processing, the core wounding, when all of that, during that time, I had to face so many things, but it never even occurred to me to want to commit suicide.
Yeah, you're facing other challenges.
Yeah, and I never would even think that. I would never even think that, because I knew that God was within me. I knew that we were one, and I would never want to harm myself. And I think, you know, that having that low self-worth, that self-hatred, that whole feeling, all of these things had been, you know, healed and transcended and working on, you know, it was a work in progress. And so really to honor life, to honor the energy, to honor this vessel, to honor my being.
I'm just mindful of our time. Are we going to break?
We are.
Okay. Is this a good time to do it?
Sure.
Okay.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death from debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss, every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And I'd like to pick up again with our lady, Cornelia. We had some interesting deep dive conversation on spirituality. And I'm just, because I'm a curious, inquisitive kind of gal, I want to go back to that moment. Take us there, Cornelia, please, to 1993, when you had your moment, when you were surrendered to your knees, that you had the experience of God. Can you say more about that? Because I'm a seeker. I want to know more.
Yeah. So, at that time, it was, like I said, it was pretty painful. It was a 4-hour experience, and I was pleading and crying and surrendering my life. And what ended up happening is I ended up what I call the Holy Spirit. What I call the Holy Spirit ended up coming into my experience and into my body, into my field. And then I ended up going to sleep for 2 days.
So in a nutshell, that's it. You felt it. So you can't argue with a feeling. Yeah. Feelings don't lie. You felt it. Okay. Once you know that, you can't unknow. So, okay. I wanted to know exactly.
That was really the Holy Spirit, it was really the Holy Spirit. And it's like, I knew that I could do anything. I could face anything. I could deal with anything. It was a knowing. So it's like an invitation. Like, I was asking God, Source, Creator, please come into my life. I want to feel you. I want to feel you. I want to feel you. I want to feel you because I can't go on without you. I have to have you. It was this kind of a feeling, not with a smile on my face, but with deep, deep despair.
I really, I was born and raised Catholic, and I just really want to make it clear that this is the discerning difference is that this was an experience within you. This was not at any church, Buddha. This was my living room
on the floor.
this was your experience. It's important because very often there are the false gods. So I just, this was whole body embodied. Okay. Thank you. And after that, your life was changed. You were healing yourself. You were healed. You continued to do your deep healing because it's a process over time. And then you were lifting others. How did that come to be? what was your modality magic? How did you come to continue to heal and deepen your healing process after that with your emotions?
Well, pretty much after that time period, I had to first integrate back into the world, meaning that, I hadn't really started working on myself yet. I didn't really begin working on myself then with the deep emotional core wounding until about 2010. And when I had left my corporate job, I had left there to become a motivational speaker, and I wanted to travel the world. So I got a few coaching certifications, and then I was going to go and travel the world and do the motivational speaking thing that I was always wired for. Well, at that point in time, my soul had another deeper call that was coming, and that I wanted to know what my own core work was. And it was like, I don't want to stand up there talking about somebody else's stuff. I want my own work. And so then all of a sudden I started diving deep into the power of emotions, and the power of emotions and core wounding, betrayal, not good enough, abandonment, separation from source, shame, victim consciousness, survival. These are all core wounds of our humanity. But as an experiential teacher, as you know, I had to go through these experiences one by one by one to discover what all of these things meant, and how to, we live on a planet of duality, and how to transcend that betrayal energy that is lived and experienced through this being, through this experience that I'm having, and how can I transcend that now and bring in the opposite of it, which is the truth, which is trust, so that the person, the being that has lived for many, many lifetimes and has been able to tell the story of this person betrayed me, these people betray me, life is a betrayal, I was betrayed by them, I was betrayed by them. This used to be the story, to now living the story of nothing but pure trust, and telling that story. And so then when I started working on that, which takes time, because you have to have an experience, you have to do the work and all of that. And so, and over the last, I want to say 6 years of clearing these core wounds and transcending that energy and embodying the truth, the people that I work with now, my clients and people that I work with, they have children. I always say to them, your children will never know what betrayal means because of the work that you're doing on yourself. If you can live from a place of trust, from a place of pure trust, and knowing that you have trust in life, in the universe, in God, trusting in yourself, and even if no matter what experiences come about, no matter what you have, that you bring that full trust, instead of having a consciousness or an emotional core wound that is still active, waiting for healing from you, so that it can be transcended and cleared, that it's not coming from a place of betrayal anymore, the same way that the Christ would not come from a place of betrayal.
Everything I'm hearing you say, it resonates for me as a mom of a little one. And it's true. It's trust that everything is happening for you and not to you. That's the big capital T of trust, because the reality is the human condition, the human experience, we all will. No one gets out. Brene Brown says shame is a human experience. It's how resilient we are. Betrayal, we all will be. We're human, and we will let others down. People will let us down. But there's a difference in how we choose to react, and it's always a choice. So what would you say, because there are legitimate betrayals, there are the big capital betrayals, and then there are just, the minor ones. But really, it's a shift in consciousness. How do we shift from that victim consciousness, and what's the opposite of that? How do we change that? That construct and the self-talk of victim.
Well, let me just first say that Brene Brown says that shame is, what did she say? What did you say she said? What is shame?
She says everybody experiences it. Just like you say guilt is and the Catholics are good at guilt. Guilt is a wasted emotion. It's the gift that you can give back. But Brené Brown says that everybody experiences shame. It's inescapable.
Shame is a core wound. It's a core wound. And so what's the opposite of shame? So if I was to ask you, if you were to just sit down with me and I would ask you, what would you think would be the opposite of shame? Because we're talking about duality. And then maybe we could agree that the opposite of shame is shine. So that the places where you have felt ashamed of claiming your power, where you have felt ashamed of shining, where you have felt ashamed of being your beautiful self, that energy is now transcended, and you've transcended it with your consciousness, knowing that that you are releasing this core wound and you're letting that go through your experiences and your consciousness, and that you are now committed and dedicated to living the opposite, the new human, and that is to shine. So there is no need for shame in your experience once you really start working with these core wounds and transcending them. So you're going from a place of shame to a place of shining. You can ask me right now, do I experience shame in my reality? And I can tell you no. You can ask me right now, do I experience betrayal in my reality? And I can tell you no. And that's because I've gone to the places to clear out that betrayal wound in my field. So that, and I replaced that betrayal with pure trust. So this is something that can happen. And then what would happen? Let's just say somebody will do something in your reality and they will play a card. Like this has happened to me, where a friend would send me an email then and she said, I want to apologize to you because you must really felt betrayed by what I did. That's what she said. And I said to her, I appreciate your apology, but no, betrayal is not what I felt. Because I had already cleared that energy out. And this wasn't something that was part of my experience anymore. So, but what that experience did give me the opportunity to do is to offer unconditional love to these people, to this experience. It offered me that. That is what I ended up experiencing, perceiving through that experience. Once the betrayal is gone, and once you go back to the zero point energy and truly clear that out of your field and remove that betrayal, in this body construct, there is no betrayal. I don't have the consciousness. I don't have the emotional core wound. I don't have the thoughts. I know that's kind of like hard to believe, but this is the work I've been doing. So that's the reason why I can sit here and tell you this. And this is the work that we all can do.
So I hear what you're saying. This is different. It's you've had a pattern interruption, a pattern disruption. You've removed the imprint. So it's not in your force field. So you don't attract it.
Exactly. And I want to just show you, you know, it's like if on this piece of paper, if this little dot right here, you see this dot?
Yep.
If that was a betrayal wound that was active in, let's just say this is your energy field, and that was active there, and I'm sending out radio signals and frequencies to any willing participants that want to come in and that want to have this experience with me so that I, as a soul embodiment, can realize, oh, there's betrayal here, and now I will be telling this story through the experience I'm having. Well, once I had this realization that this is how this works, once I cleared this out and I replaced this dot with trust, and now I'm emitting this frequency, trust, 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 putting that out, calling in, magnetizing me being the magnet, magnetizing more and more of those experiences and people into my life that want to have this. Just like last year, I met this woman and she says, I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know if I can trust you. You know, we were getting ready to do business together and she was getting ready to write me a check. So she said, I don't know if I can trust you. And I said, the fact that I showed up in your reality is a really good sign for you because it's a really good sign for you because it's really not me you can't trust. It's yourself. You don't feel like you can trust because you're afraid I'm going to betray you. when really in the end, what's going to end up happening is you're going to end up betraying yourself, because it's not going to be me, because I'm going to shine that light so bright and show up for you like nobody's ever showed up for you before. And you're going to, this is what, and it's exactly what happened. Exactly that. She ended up sabotaging and betraying the experience. It wasn't me. So this is what I'm talking about. And when you, like, if you were to ask Joe Dispenza, if you were to ask him about this kind of a situation of what I'm talking about, I've just developed my own system. I've just developed my own way. And I trust in this life. I trust in myself. I trust in the universe. And I build relationships like that. I build trusting relationships with people that are ready to play in that field and co-create this new world together. That's
well, what I applaud you for creating your own system, because I know you went through all the, you know, credential getting and getting certified and everything, and wonderful credentials you do have, and you're just called to do your own. I know we're coming to the top and I don't want to miss it. A couple of things I want to ask you, because you've overcome so much and continue to face so much, and now that you're playing in a big way, you're going to have bigger challenges come up just with the world and all the different wild frequencies happening. In everything to date, what has been your most daunting challenge?
My most daunting challenge has been to embody my soul source embodiment, to embody that energy, that consciousness into my physical body and my realization, and also to face my own shadow. That has been my daunting challenge, because in the end, when facing the shadow, it's just you and source. It's just you and God. And you and God are bringing that energy into that present moment. And so whatever you're experiencing, whatever challenge you're experiencing, whatever pain, whatever separation, whatever you're going through, whatever pain, despair, that has been the most. And in the shadow, that's where the gold is. That's where God is. That's where love is. That's where light is. I want to add one more thing. And that is, in order to be your own true authority, one of my favorite quotes by Buddha is, do not believe anything because it is said by an outside authority, or it's said to come from angels or from gods or from an inspired source like myself. Believe it only if you have explored it within your own heart, within your own mind, and within your own body, and found it to be true.
That's powerful. And that is, that sounds like a true evolutionary, because there's no middle person. It's just direct source. And that's the source of all suffering, the separation from source. So it's anything outside of love is an illusion. And what you're saying, one might think the suicide ideation would have been the biggest thing to overcome in Trump, but you're saying that's not what you said. Your answer was that it was facing the shadow and embodying, integrating all that is the big truth.
Yes.
So that's the truth of it. That was just the symptom.
The suicide would have been an easy way out. It would have been, I don't want to say easy because I know how painful it is. But it would have been a way out. It would have been me acting on my emotion and killing myself, you know? So we have 1 minute, Dana. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Is there anything else you want to say about being the authority? Because it's, you know, we get to write and rewrite and restory everything.
Yeah. And I just want to say, you know, discover your own journey, you know, tap into your own intuition and know yourself, you know, do that inner work and investigate what's true for you. That's the number one. And claim your power as an empowered creator, the amazing, beautiful, unique essence that is you. That's what I want to say. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. If we have time for anything else, I will say any last words you want to say, your tombstone, we're done.
Be your best self.
Be your best self, like your t-shirt. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.